Hello and welcome to the ASP podcast. Today we're joined by Gladys, who's joining us from Cairo, Egypt, where there is a referendum going on about the new constitution. Welcome, Gladys.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So what is Cairo like today?
It's like a big celebration everywhere on the street. People, they start to be in front of the places where we have to vote from 7 o'clock, while the place is open at 9 a.m. I was there at 8:30, and I finished like 1:30 p.m. Can you imagine how many people there were there? And what it was very obvious that all the women, they were on street. The most of the people, they went to vote, much more women than men. Everyone is happy. Everyone went to vote for the new constitution, the Egyptian constitution. Everyone voted for the map road. Everyone is so optimistic for the future. And that's what you can really see everywhere. And I can hear the people, the side talks, everyone saying, yes, we are agree for the new constitution.
Well, that's actually amazing, because it's something we don't hear about here in D.C. Why, from your perspective, was there a need for a new constitution?
Because the last constitution written by the MBs, it was really terrible. You know, there's most of the people they went to vote, it was like 16 million people, and it's less than 25% from the people they had the right to vote. Okay, most of the people they disagree for the last constitution, and plus the people and the committee that were writing the constitution of the MBs, they were not representing the Egyptians. They were only the MBs and the Salafis. But the last committee, the 50 members of the committee, they are reflecting and representing all the Egyptians. Plus, it was the first time that the Nubian, they participate, the people from Sinai, they participate, the youth from, youth activists from the 25th January and the 30th of June, they also participate, plus the rest of the Egyptians, or reflecting the Egyptians, they participate in the last committee.
And what do you think is going to happen next after this referendum?
I think this is will make sure that the Egyptians, they went on the street on the 30th of June to say, we don't want any more the MBs. We want our land back. We want freedom. And that's, it's like to make, to confirm that Egypt is going on the right track. And we are looking forward for the parliament election and the presidential election.
And you were saying earlier that... Oh, sorry, go on.
I'm sorry, this is the first step, I mean, yeah. For going through the future.
And you were saying earlier that there are large amounts of women out voting. Why do you think that's the case?
I think because the last constitution, they never mentioned any rights for the women, the Egyptian women. They were not equal. But the new one, they are equal in everything. More rights for the woman, and it's kind of secure for them the new constitution.
And you're expecting a very large turnout for over the next day?
Yeah, I think it will be more than 80%. Yes, or agree for the new constitution.
And finally, what message do you have for Americans?
Respect the will of the Egyptians, the people, they went like 33 million people they want on the street. They are asking for their freedom, for the real democracy. And that's what the Egyptians want. And I know that the Americans, they respect the will of the nation.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much.
And good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. And let's try and do this again.
Sure, we will do that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. We're thinking of you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.